Across the border in Turkey, the government crackdown continues. Turkey's interior minister said today that 18,000 people have been detained since the failed coup plot exactly 2 weeks ago. A number of them are members of the press, and today 21 journalists appeared in court. There are a handful of the estimated 90 in the Turkish media who've been ordered arrested. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is known to be thin-skinned, and the lively satirical press in Turkey, Erdogan has not spared them. Jonathan Geyer is a fellow with the Institute of Current World Affairs. He just returned to his base in Cairo from a month of researching comics and culture in Istanbul. So you follow political satire all over the Middle East. How do you think Turkish satire fits in to the rest of the satire in the region?
Well, Turkey has one of the most advanced comic scenes in the world, probably just after Japan and the U.S. Political satire in Turkey is maybe the most radical outlet for criticism of the government. There are about a half dozen or more weekly comic magazines, plus political cartoons are just huge in the daily newspapers, online, Facebook, Twitter. This is one of the funniest societies when it comes to political cartoons and comics.
Yeah, and was cartoonist reaction equally lively right after the attempted coup?
Oh, I've just seen some of the most audacious cartoons of President Erdogan and about the military.
Like what? What'd you see?
Grotesque drawings of President Erdogan looking kind of bug-eyed and silly, addressing supporters. A group of supporters chanting that they want executions reinstated in the country, and Erdogan saying, "That's a democratic demand I can get behind."
Wow.
So literally from the day after the coup, cartoonists in Turkey have been hitting quite hard against their president.
And considering that President Erdogan has gone after the media there, what's happened to the cartoonists?
Well, every cartoonist I interviewed in Turkey told me that 2016, irrespective of the recent coup and crackdown, has been the most difficult year for cartoonists on record. About 1,500 people, including cartoonists, celebrities, journalists, are under investigation for insulting the president. And among them are some of the most prominent cartoonists and comic magazines in the country. One satirist and columnist, Ahmet Alkan, is among these 90 who had warrants out for their arrest. But so far, none of the cartoonists I've spoken to are under legal threat at the moment. Last week, following the special coup edition of the comic weekly Le Monde, a band of thugs tried to break into the comic magazine. Luckily, police turned them away, but these comic artists definitely feel under threat today in Turkey.
So that one magazine put out a special coup edition?
Indeed. It was a really funny cover. It was actually banned quite quickly. Police went door to door to shops, confiscating it because it suggested a kind of bigger scheme or conspiracy behind the July 15th coup.
But presumably cartoonists in Turkey are freer to draw what they want than cartoonists in other parts of the Mideast, I would guess.
Yes and no, Marco. Mm. The legal assault on cartoonists in Turkey has really been unprecedented over the past few years under Erdogan. And one cartoonist, Musa Kart, who has been sued for drawing Erdogan as a kitten and for drawing Erdogan as a bank robber, he told me that there's no serious journalist or cartoonist who doesn't have a case against him or her right now in the country.
Wow. So post-attempted coup, is the crackdown on Turkish satirists effectively shutting them down?
One might think so, but in fact, the level of satire I've seen about the situation is just gunning and going strong on social media, in Turkish newspapers. All of the cartoonists are maintaining their radical bent and really being ombudsmen and holding the government to account. So we'll see how it goes in the next period. But for right now, being a cartoonist in Turkey is incredibly difficult, but this is a fearless band of illustrators.
Are you concerned that they're so fearless that that might get them in trouble eventually?
When I spoke with illustrators earlier this month, prior to the coup, I asked them about the 1980 coup and about the circumstances then. And one cartoonist I met was on the lam for a decade, running from authorities. Other publications were shut down. They have experience with this kind of clampdown. So as frightening as it might seem for us as observers in America or Europe, in Turkey, this is kind of what comes with the job for illustrators and satirists.
Jonathan Geyer has just returned to his base in Cairo after a month of researching comics and culture in Istanbul. Thank you, Jonathan. Always great to speak with you.
Thanks, Marco. A pleasure.